The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. My friends, if you are not aware, I have a coaching membership app. Oh my God. It's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever created because I really had a vision of democratizing my work, getting my meditations and my workshops and my coaching lessons all inside the comfort of your pocket. It's like having me on speed dial. It's the coolest thing. And so if you've loved this work and you're enjoying this podcast and you want to get more Gabby, definitely try this out. Try out 7 days free of the Gabby coaching membership. Inside, you will get all the access to my weekly coaching, over 200 of my best meditations and manifesting practices, all access to my quarterly challenges, journal prompts, on-demand access to my best motivational talks. There's a Get Gabby section, so it can just be like this little button you press and you get a two-minute exercise when you're feeling anxious or you can't sleep or you need a miracle. I'm just there for you on demand whenever you need support. I want to give you right now 7 days free, and the 7-day free trial is like a jump start. It's going to kick you into high gear, offer you the opportunity to get a great sense of the support inside this app and the membership, the coaching you get every week, the access you get to me at all times inside your beautiful phone. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm excited to be with you wherever you go. And you can just head over to deargabby.com/app to try this for free. Let me be your spiritual coach. All inside the Gabby coaching membership app. Try 7 days of the app for free at deargabby.com/app. It's like a jumpstart, the 7-day jumpstart inside the Gabby coaching app. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the show. As you know, or maybe you don't know, I just finished writing my 10th book. It's called Self-Help. This is your chance to change your life. Boom. The book will be out December 31st. I really can't believe it. And the book is all about internal family systems therapy and making it self-help. And one of the things that happened when I was writing my 9th book, Happy Days, was there was a whole chapter in the book that was all about internal family systems. And it was such a huge chapter that I was like, I got to make this a whole book. Sometimes when I'm writing a book, I like find another book and I'm like, freak, I got to keep going. So I always keep going. So while you still have to wait till December 31st to read Self-Help, you don't have to wait to read Happy Days. Right now, the paperback of Happy Days is out. Happy Days is the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. And it is my most important book. You may love my books like The Universe Has Your Back or Super Attractor, and you might love all the manifesting methods. But let me tell you something. My most important manifesting book of all is Happy Days. Because when we focus on the inner work and we focus on the inner transformation of really having the bravery and the courage to look at the places that scare us and come out the other side, that is when we realign with our super attractor power. That is when we feel safe inside. That's when we feel most spiritually connected and most aligned. And I could cry when I say this, but this is my most important book. When we start to touch into the places that we need to heal most, that's when we can really become who we want to be. Check out Happy Days. It's out now in paperback, brand new cover. Just head over to deargabby.com/books. Or on Amazon, wherever you get your books, deargabby.com/books. It's called Happy Days, the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace. And we're covering topics from the book today on the show to really introduce you to what this book is all about. You're going to really begin to open up to a vision statement for your new life and how to stay spiritually connected and create that life that you really, really want. And most importantly, you're going to learn that freedom from trauma is possible. No matter how big the trauma may be, it is possible. I put my face on that back cover of this book. I have a statement that says, "This is the guided path from trauma to profound freedom and inner peace." And you can start today listening to this episode. And if you love this content and this topic, go pick up a copy of the book at deargabby.com/books. I love you guys. Enjoy the show. Journey begins. And I'm in my white beat up Toyota Corolla. I'm chugging a Gatorade to hydrate myself. And I'm adhering to the alternate side of the street parking regulations. I have absolutely no business being behind the wheel as I've just come back from a party that had ended 30 minutes earlier. I haven't slept. I'm hungover. I'm shielding my eyes from the sun. And I'm just grounded myself in this pity and negativity as I press play on a cassette tape in my recorder. And the cassette plays. It's a sound I've heard over and over and over again. And it's the voice of a psychic that I'd seen 5 months earlier. The psychic's words are chilling. She says to me, "Gabby, you're really struggling with drugs and alcohol." I hear my voice quiver. "It's not that bad." She goes on to say, "You can make two choices in this lifetime. You can choose to continue on this path of destruction and addiction and really struggle. Or you can choose to get sober and make a major impact on the world." I rewind and play it again. "You can choose to get sober and make a major impact on the world." I hear her words, but I don't believe them. How could I make a major impact on the world? Now it's 8:30 and the street cleaners are coming behind me. I text my business partner and I say, "Hey, late night, I'll be in at noon." And at the time, I'm 24 years old and I own my own nightlife PR company. So coming in at noon wasn't really a big deal. To me, that is. And I throw my Gatorade bottle on the ground and I notice all the people outside my windows. And they're looking so put together with their shoulder bags and their coffees and they're walking to work and I'm going nowhere. I get myself out of the car, walk into my dirty apartment, find my way to the shower with the mold on the sides of this disgusting shower. I let the water go down my face. The mascara from the night before begins to drip down me. I rush out of the shower so that I can get into bed. I take some kind of downer just to get myself to sleep. And I'm journaling feverishly so I can avoid that impermissible feeling of anxiety, that impermissible feeling of despair and judgment. I journal so I don't have to face the truth of where I'm at. And I rewrite over and over, "You can get clean and make a major impact on the world. You can get clean and make a major impact on the world." And I hear the sounds of the garbage cans outside the window clashing, and I know that those sounds are getting softer and softer and softer, and finally I fall asleep. The anxiety is behind a door that will eventually open when I wake up. And I can think my way back into that studio apartment right now, right here. I know that girl so intimately. I know her wounds. I know her struggles. I know her fear. I know her survival tactics, and I know her well, and I am so proud of her. Because the decision that she made to get clean and sober was the decision that allowed her to step into the light of who she is today, standing here with you, making a major impact on the world. That freedom is possible, and I've lived to tell. And that's my hope for all of us here, that we can know that there is a way out, that we can know that there is a journey of recovery laid before you now,
that I have lived it and I have lived to tell what it means to survive and thrive and move into a energy of grace and peace and freedom and an inner sense of knowing that my presence can be of service to you today and that your presence elevated in this energy today can be of service to the next person you meet, can be of service to your children, to your loved ones, to people far, far beyond your physical sight. And that is my intention, to wake you up to that presence of peace and freedom within yourself so that you too can know what it means to make an impact on the world. So that brings us to today. Here we are. And for me, it began with a vision. It began with a vision of a new life. It began with a vision of knowing that there was a better way. I often said to myself early in those days of my early sobriety, I want to wake up without anxiety every day. And that vision became my reality. Today I woke up and I was at ease. I'm here with you. I've got my beautiful team and I have you all in my presence, just ready to wake up, ready to go big, ready to elevate that presence within ourselves. And all of that begins today with a vision for a new life. And I'm going to begin our journey today by helping you define what your vision is, what your vision statement is, so you can stay grounded in that statement, so you can live by that statement, and so that you can see forward into the future that that statement can indeed be your reality. My vision statement, I want to wake up without anxiety every day. And this is a practice of really defining what it is that we want to create for our life. And it's a brave, brave act because right now there's going to be parts of you that are going to say, no, Gabby, that's just too much. There's no way. There's no way. I just don't believe that I could even hold that vision. We can. We can hold a new vision for our life today. And the visions give us hope. The visions hold us. The visions are the spiritual guiding force that is interwoven throughout the journey back to safety and freedom. As many of you know, I am 44 years old and super, super, super conscious right now of my muscle mass and exercising daily. When it comes to my body, I have found that a huge daily routine has to be consciously taking electrolytes. And that's why I'm really psyched that I found Sports Research Hydrate Electrolytes. These are really super handy little packs that you can just mix into your water and have the most delicious drink and just stay hydrated at the same time. They come in cherry pomegranate, lemon lime, passion fruit. My absolute favorite is raspberry lemonade. Tastes like I'm drinking lemonade. And zero sugar, which you know is a must for me. So this means that I can have the perfect electrolyte drink, tasting delicious. Each recyclable box contains 16 individual stick packs that are literally something you could just throw in your bag and take with you everywhere. 2-to-1 sodium to potassium ratio, which is optimal for your health and your body functioning. So whether you're looking to hydrate during your workout, while traveling, or at the end of a long night, Sports Research Hydrate Electrolytes has got you covered with over 65 trace minerals, 7 essential vitamins, and coconut water powder. Crisp and refreshing without any sugar, it's the hydration you need with nothing you don't. Visit sportsresearch.com and use code DEARGABBY at checkout for 50% off your purchase of Hydrate. That's sportsresearch.com. Use code DEARGABBY for 50% off your Hydrate electrolytes order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So we begin our visioning process today. I want to begin with this practice of really giving you the journey of recognizing and accepting that there is another way of living, okay? And so when we go into this practice of creating a vision for your new life, it's a vision statement, and it can't be about, I don't want your vision statements to be, I have this much money in the bank, or I got this exact partner the way I wanted it, or anything that's outside of yourself. I want it to be a vision that is really grounded in the feeling of what it is that you want to create. So visioning for our new life, and what does that look like? So the vision statement has got to be something that is a feeling that we establish, not something that we make happen. And so what does it feel? What is the feeling that you want to open up to? So I'm going to guide you a little bit through this. How do you want to feel and what would that look like? And I want you to just take a moment and actually don't think too much. How do I want to feel and what would that look like? So I wanted to feel free of anxiety. I wanted to wake up without anxiety every day. That's what it looked like. For some of you, it may be something like, I feel relaxed and easygoing. I want to wake up without anxiety every day. But it has to be related to your feeling and that grounded state of feeling. Feeling safe in your body, feeling secured. And I am going to see you guys are raising your hands. So I'm going to take some of you to share your vision statements. And in fact, why don't I take one person up right now to share their vision statement because I can workshop it with them. Oh my God, this is so freaking exciting. Holy cannoli. Oh, we've got Jeanette. She said, I want to wake up every day feeling happy and thankful that I've made a difference in the lives of other women. Girl, okay. I want to feel relaxed, calm, happy, and healthy daily. Kiki. Sarah, I want to feel joy and confidence every day. OMG, I found the key to abundance, happiness, love, and success. Beautiful. Okay, so that one I want to tweak a bit. I want to feel is how I want your vision statement to begin. I want to feel, or I want to have this and feel this, because I want that vision to be grounded in a feeling of safety, security, joy, inspiration, faith, trust, a sense of knowing that all is well. I want to feel like I'm using God's gifts that he gave me. Beautiful. I want to feel healthy in my mind, body, spirit. Beautiful. You guys are coming in hot here. Okay, let's bring somebody up.
I want to feel such a powerful sense of grace that others can't help but feel it in my presence.
Excellent, Jessica. I want to feel a powerful, people are raising their hands for you. Let's give her some high fives. I want to feel such a powerful presence of grace that people feel it in my presence. That's, you nailed it. You nailed it. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Michelle. I see you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for being with me today. What's your vision statement, Michelle?
I want to feel peaceful and joyful and for others to feel that around me.
Excellent. Well, I feel peace and joy with you right now. So you're already working it, my love.
Thank you.
Everybody, throw Michelle some love. And just close your eyes for a moment, Michelle, and just extend that peace and joy in this moment to everyone that is around you. I sense that peace and joy with you right now, with me right here, and just send it out to everybody. Excellent. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. You're so moving. And I want to do that now with everyone. I want to do a meditation with you now where you can feel into that vision statement, visualize it, allow yourself to be fully present with it. So let's ground ourselves. Let's center in. I want you to read your vision statement, and then we're going to bring in some music and we're going to just do a beautiful meditation. And at any moment, you guys can cue that music and I'll guide you. Take a moment to just read your vision statement, get grounded in it, close your eyes, and we can play the music that's really the elevating music so we can really feel into that statement now. Repeat that vision statement silently to yourself in your mind. And breathe it in. Breathe it in deeply and exhale completely. You can even raise that volume. I'll speak louder. Breathe into that space in your body where you feel that vision in your heart. And hold that vision in your mind's eye now. Hold that vision in your mind's eye now. See yourself living out that vision. See yourself grounded in the presence of that vision. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What do you see? Breathe into that presence in your body where that vision is real, where you feel peace, where you feel joy, where you feel grace, where you extend that grace and love and joy out to the world. Hold that vision now. See yourself grounded in that vision. See your heart opening in the presence of that feeling now. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Breathe in deeply and exhale completely. Staying grounded in the presence of that vision. What does it look like, guys? What does it feel like? Who is served by this vision in your life? Send it out to the world. Send it out to those who need that light. Send that energy of your new vision for your new life and send it out into the world. Give it away. and ground yourself in it now. Feeling into the presence of that vision, we can bring it down. Ground your body in that vision. Take a deep breath in and close your eyes and feel into that space in your body where it's extending from you. Hold the vision for your new life. What does that vision look like? What did it feel like? What did you see in your mind's eye? Did something new come forward? Just take it in. This is your vision for your new life. This is where we're going today. This is where we're going.
Okay, people, I've got to tell you the craziest story. I was in LA and this bracelet was put on me and it was supposed to protect me and blah, blah, blah. And later that week, I went to this medium and he was like, take that bracelet off. It's not good for you. It's bad energy. Just take it off. And he's like, you're going to need another charm, like a charm that's going to really make you feel safe and protected. And I was like, you know, maybe it's an evil eye. Maybe that's what it is. A week later, I get on the phone with our sponsor today, Heart Jewelry, and it's the founder. And she's on the phone with me and she's like, I'm going to make you your own charm bracelet. And I'm like, great, let's do it. So she's picking out these different charms. And all of a sudden I was like, I want my evil eye. That's exactly what I was coming for. Boom, here it was. So I'm wearing it now. It is absolutely gorgeous. And Heart Jewelry is this beautiful sister-led brand that's known for creating custom charm jewelry that's luxurious, unique, and long-lasting. It's super fun because you get to choose your chain and your charms and just tell your own story. And each of their 50 charms are embedded with meaning that act as a wearable reminder of your intentions and values. And so for me right now, it was protection. I really have been out in the world. I really wanted to feel protected. They can make it fun and easy too. You can just design your own bracelet and your necklace on their website with their drag and drop tools. And their charms are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the United States using the most environmentally friendly process possible. Their special HGE gold plating process means the jewelry resists tarnishing for years even and decades with proper care. And don't forget, Mother's Day is around the corner, so perfect gift. Visit shopheart.com and use Gabby10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase and free shipping over $100. That's shopheart.com. Use code Gabby10 for 10% off your first order and free shipping over $100. Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry, so this is a really exclusive offer for listeners.
In this moment, when we have these moments where we're tapped in and tuned into this energy, I want to use it. Okay, so let's use it right now. Let's keep throughout the day. I want to give energy away. Let's take a moment. Let's use this energy now. I'm going to keep bringing it back because that's why we're here. Our intention has changed. We are here to be of service with the energy that we elevate into today. So just take a quick moment in this moment. Feel into that calm, that serenity, that courage, that compassion, that grace, that wisdom, that strength, that peace, that freedom. And extend it to your brothers and sisters across the world. Extend it to those who are needing it now more than ever. Extend that light now. And take a deep breath in and let it go. What I'm doing there, guys, is I'm using what we're creating. I'm collecting the calm. I'm collecting the energy. I'm collecting the peace. I'm collecting the visions. And I'm using it. You guys are working today. You're not just working for yourselves, but you are working for others today. You are light workers today. So we're extending that light now. I want you to really believe that. I want you to feel into that. I want you to trust that. Holding a vision for others is possible. We can send that vision to others. It's possible. Awesome, beautiful people. Let's do one or two questions or comments about the vision statement. Hi, my love. How are you?
I'm so well. Thank you so much for having us today. This is so gorgeous. I love it. Oh, I'm going to read my statement, and it is, I want to wake up without fear every day, surrendering my outcomes for the highest good of all. I peacefully welcome my practices and humbly share the gracious love and faith I pray for every day. I want to wake up remembering who the fuck I am and reminding myself in all moments that good things come easily.
I'm going to paraphrase yours for you. I'm going to wake up.
Please.
Who the f- I am. That's your beautiful vision statement. Excellent. Gorgeous. Excellent. How does it feel to say it? I can see you're really moved by it right now.
I'm just so
grateful because I avoided it for so long.
Mm.
And now that the mask is off and I've seen what comes from that, I see it's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I know that when I show up as I am, magic happens.
Yep. Yep. So
it feels right. And I'm glad that you paraphrased. So thank you.
I want to just read something to you based on what you just said. Okay. When we claim that vision, we open an invisible door to receive spiritual support and intuitive guidance that helps us manifest the change we desire. We begin the journey of undoing the fears from the past so we can claim love, peace, and freedom in the present. This vision statement is the first step to the undoing. We have to be willing to become free. We have to be willing to see a different reality. We have to be willing to hold a vision of a new life. That vision for me of waking up free from anxiety every day is what carried me into this moment. And it's what I live now. And I want you to recognize that the first step that we all just took is massive. Watching, still being here is a major step. Sticking around till the end is a major step. And when we claim that vision for a new life, we would open an invisible door of spiritual support. So we've opened that door today. Now, this vision is the first step. And it's very valuable because we want to begin our day. I want you guys to write your vision statements, put it on a post-it, put it up next to your computer. I want you to have it in your iPhone as like the screensaver. Just have it everywhere, okay? Repeat it, ground yourself in it until you really feel it and believe it. And sometimes, you know, you got to fake it till you make it. Sometimes you got to just read it and say it and feel into it and meditate with it. And it will be. It will be. So hold that vision now. When we have these visions for our new life, we know where we're going. And in that journey of knowing where we're going, we live the practice of undoing. It's a journey of remembering love, undoing the fears of our past so that we can reclaim and remember the light of who we are, the love of who we are, the compassion of who we are, the grounded presence of peace of who we genuinely are. But we have to release the blocks and dismantle all the blocks that we have built up in the way of that presence of that love. And so the next step is to bring in our awareness and an acknowledgement of what are the ways I've been pushing that feeling down, or how have I been running, and what have I been running from? You start to really take an inventory of really recognizing the experiences that we may have been running from, the fears from our past, the experience of having to undo and open up to the patterns, the feelings, and why we run from them.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.